for your buck. KNZR. Buddy, it's the Jazz McKay Radio Extravaganza. It's 1560 AM and 97.7 FM, KNZR. And it is a Monday on the Jazz McKay program, and you know what that means. We invite Dr. Jan Mensink from The Practice to join us here on a more medical Monday. How are you, Doc? How
I'm
are
very
you?
Good. By the way, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. How'd you like that last song we ended the last hour with? Wasn't that great? Yeah. All that Christmas music. And now I'm in the mood. See, all these people wandering around here in those funny-looking sweaters.
Should we tell them what's going on here at the station?
We have the Christmas party going on. And we had food from Salty's Barbecue, which is some of the best Q you're ever going to have in this town. And they passed out gifts and everything. And look.
They passed out is the operative word.
Yeah, I couldn't take part because I have a radio show to do. But apparently,
this is
what I won.
Come on, Jazz, let's do the show with you on that.
Yeah.
Come on, man, we'll bring the breathalyzer in.
We got 10 bottles of Patron. Of course, they're little 2 ounce bottles.
It'd be a wild show if you crack that open right now.
Oh, what do you say, guys?
No, I don't think so.
No, I'm trying to stay away from tequila.
Yeah, about 4 feet.
I had an idea once for a coffee table book, and I was going to go to Patron or to Cuervo or somebody to see if they would sponsor and pay for me to do this. And I was going to travel, take my camera. Back when I was a photographer, I used to do a lot of black and white photography. I had this idea for a coffee table book called Tequila Faces. And I was going to travel. I wanted to travel all over the country and go to little bars and have somebody take a shot of tequila. The first shot, take a picture of them, mm-hmm. because that face everybody makes. Yeah, that's it right there. The doc just went, it's the face everybody takes. Straight tequila shots and make a coffee table book out of that. But Patron, neither Cuervo or anyone seemed to be interested in my idea. So, Doc, why don't you introduce our friend here from the pharmacy?
Well, we have Dr. Sanjay Patel from Hina's Pharmacy. And we're kind of excited why we're going to talk about compounding this morning, mm-hmm. Or this afternoon. But one of the things, we had another very good pharmacy that we used for years. But we, as you know, one of our mottos at The Practice is cost-effective quality care in a concierge environment for the common man.
That's great.
And that's our motto. Everything we do is try to do that. All right. So what we were able to do is we got our prices from down to, instead of $40 and $50 a month, for hormones, down to $25 a month. And people don't, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but for many of our patients, it around the $30, $31 mark is sort of that's where the, that's that magic number.
Right.
Where they will or can or cannot afford it, all right? And it's dropped the price 32% or more for most of our patients. And it is just, I look at it, so many more people are able to now partake of hormones. That's not the right word to say, but you use hormones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because the hormones are, we're talking most about women's hormones this afternoon, but hormones for, I had a patient this morning that came in that wanted hormones. In 1999, Women's Health Initiative came out. And make a long story short, Premarin and estradiol, all these things are bad, cause cancer, strokes and clots. Everything's bad, all right? They redid those studies with what's called bioidentical hormones 4 years later,
right.
All right? And lo and behold, the study showed that it lowers the risk of cancer, strokes, and clots. It's not zero, by the way, but it's very, very low. And the latest studies that have come out, if hormones are done correctly, literally it looks, we're not at this point yet, okay, but it looks like literally using bioidentical hormones and menopause, literally the risk is lower for heart, strokes, and clots than even not taking them.
Wow.
Now we're not.
How did they get that all wrong, though, in the beginning?
Well, here's what happened, and I say this carefully, but a lot, like there's only two docs in town, I believe, that have taken a hormone fellowship, myself and another physician. But what's happened, Jazz, and it's sad, really, but there's a lot of misinformation about bioidentical hormones, all right? In fact, most doctors don't even understand the difference between, a bioidentical progesterone and progesterone and some of the non-bioidentical hormones. Number two is that most of the physicians, all right, whether we like it or not, the fact is most of the doctors get their information from the drug reps. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
There's no drug rep. There's no drug company that will make a prescription for bioidentical hormones. There's a simple reason why, because they can't patent your own body hormones. All right? So nobody, there's no drug company peddling this stuff. They all have to be compounded. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have Dr. Patel into Sanjay is into us in here to talk about this, about that. But literally, I look at it, what happens is if you use these bioidentical hormones correctly, you can lower the... It's like this lady this morning, what I told her. First thing that'll happen is within 6 weeks, you know, women, often their nipples get sensitive, all right? It has a little bit to do with the testosterone dosage, that. We tell women it goes away. It's not really true. They get used to it, kind of thing. It doesn't bother them. Within 2 months, all right, what's called brain fog goes away in women. Men have no clue what it is. All the women know instantly. They know what it is. All right? Guys have no clue what it is. But their brain fog goes away. And then by about 6 months, their vaginal dryness starts to go away and their sex drives come back. In fact, something very interesting happens at 6 months. You know what that is, Jess? Mm-hmm. All the men come in wanting hormones. It's true. But it doesn't make you live longer. I tell women it makes you live better. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you.
The risks are not zero, but there's just a whole bunch of neat things when you're able to compound like that to do that. And that's why we, you know, I'm a big believer in bioidentical hormones for men and women. And, you know, as I say, it's neat. We got Hina's Pharmacy to take over our contracts we had. And, you know, we are able to save our patients even more. I mean, to me, that's neat.
Sanjay Patel is with us. Sanjay, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do in the way of compounding like this?
Well, my name is Sanjay Patel, and Dr. Mansingh called me about a month or 2 months ago.
Said, 2.5 months ago.
It's been that long.
Almost 3 months.
And basically,
he was not an easy buy kickover. It took us about 2.5 months to get where we wanted.
So he came in and he explained the practice and the philosophy of the practice. Say, hey, my patients are on a specific budget, and I have to have a quality product which can last at least 90 days. And has to be at $90. Can you do it? And I said, Doc, I would have to go back into the lab and do the research and see if I can support the claim. And I did research and came with a new base and came back to him and said, hey, not 90 days, but we can do 120 days at $100. And so we'll bring down the cost to $25. Per hour. I mean, $25 per month.
Yeah, Jazz, that's amazing, because there's people in town that are charging over $100 to $160 for a compounded pharmacy, a prescription in town. In fact, if you go to the LA Basin, probably about 4.5 years ago, no, a bit less than that, about 3.5 years ago, the rules changed, pharmacy board changed the rules about compounding, and about half the pharmacists quit compounding, all right? Would you say... About half.
I would say more than half.
But in the LA Basin, here the prices went up too, not as bad as in the LA Basin. But there were pharmacists charging for what we're doing today, what Sanjay, Dr. Patel is doing with Hina's, all right, for $25 a month. They're charging that same script up to $800 a month in the LA Basin. Because more than half the people could quit because they couldn't.
Explain to me what compounding is. Exactly.
The compounding is creating a medication which is specifically designed for the patient. Normally, commercially made products are the patient has to get fitted to what's available, but we customize it to the patient's exact need. And for example, if you have a pediatric patient and who cannot swallow capsules or tablets or only comes in a certain higher concentration, we will make it in liquid form and make it right concentration for the right weight of the patient. Or a pediatric patient refused to have a proper flavor. If only comes in a raspberry flavor and the person doesn't like it, we will make it into any flavor the person likes.
That is so cool. Do you do the gummies? I've heard about the gummies.
We also do gummies, yes.
That is too cool. I love that. That's excellent.
Yeah, well, the neat thing, Jazz, is that we can take a patient, you can use combinations of medicines, all right, to cut the cost down, or number two, to literally tailor it to that patient. And this is there's quite a few doctors that do bioidentical hormones in town. And PAs. But what happens is what we've done, all right, and it can become quite expensive. I don't want to play games. It can be very expensive. My wife and I, when we went to our hormone doctor, literally, for all the labs and the testing and for the visit, it was $6,000 for both of us. The average person can afford it. I mean, that's not my patients. Do you follow what I'm saying? These are these rich concierge practices where these people go. But what we've done is, like, you can have progesterone and the estradiol, which is two, or the E2 and the estrogens, the bias, which is two estrogens, and you have the testosterone. Many doctors or PAs will do it all separate. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the cost just goes up and up and up. Whereas we have got a formula and a base that where we can put them all together, and it just saves our patients a fortune. I mean, literally, a fortune of money.
So you tell me how you do a bioidentical hormone assessment or whatever. Is it based on blood tests or what?
So the doctor will, the patient will go to a doctor's office. The doctor will do initial blood work and figure out the proper dosing of the individual hormone, would be estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. And based on the patient's blood levels, doctor will come up with a concentration, and then the doctor will send a prescription to us. So each prescription is a patient-specific prescription.
It's not good for anybody else, just
them. It's not good for anybody else. And then our lab, which has all modern technology and a negative pressure room, and we buy this estrogen powder in a powder form, progesterone in a powder form, and then we, based on the prescription, we weigh out individual ingredients, incorporate with a base, hormone base, and then put them in something called a topiclic, and where it makes it so specific, they just press one pump and delivers exact amount of dose what doctor wanted.
Now, is this like the stuff that you put under your arm or something?
For it can apply under the arm, but for women, it can be applied topically anywhere. It could be a vaginal route.
We'll talk a little bit what the newer ideas that we're doing about that. But maybe, Sanjay, the thing you didn't mention, all right, and one of the things that we thought was kind of neat, but your lab is the only federally approved lab in the county. Isn't that correct?
I would not say federally approved, but we're only PCAB approved lab. That means that we got accreditation from a professional compounding accreditation board.
Oh, cool.
So we're one of the only lab in
Kern County.
In Kern County has that accreditation.
And then the second thing they do, they send out samples of what they made to outside labs to check to see, is this really what they're getting? Are the dosages correct, all right? And that makes a lot of difference.
When
we can do it for this kind of price, it's, oh my gosh, you know, to me, it's fantastic.
So nobody else is doing this work that you're doing with
no, there are other compounding labs.
There are other compounding pharmacies in town, but none of them are accredited by the accrediting body like we are.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
But it's amazing, and one of the, especially if you get into the pain, we haven't really talked about pain compounding for pain and chronic pain. But there's amazing things you can do that are not available on the market, literally.
Now that's interesting. With all of the talk nowadays about the opioid abuse, is this compounding a way to?
Yes. In fact, a year ago, February, remember we talked about Narcan, naltrexone compounding that we've used for pain patients in certain situations. That's a fantastic example of a certain type of compounding. It's not available on the open market, essentially. And the bottom line, some phenomenal results come from compounding, but that's a drug. Naltrexone has been generic for years, all right? So there's no company that's going to take a generic drug and make it into a compounded medicine for that delivery, because there's just not enough big enough market. Number two, if it works, then the next guy can do it too. You know what I mean? So there's no incentive to it. But so compounding is often used for these unique situations that you can't get. There is no other medicine available.
And I'm glad you mentioned about opioid epidemic. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times patients have a chronic pain, and only remedy they're used to is just getting
narcotics.
Mm-hmm. But we can instead of taking narcotics, we take an anti-inflammatory, gabapentin, which is for neuropathy, and also muscle relaxer, cyclobenzaprine, and combine it together.
And works phenomenal.
And then rub it directly on the affected part of the body instead of going through the general system.
And there is and the federal government is they're not. I mean, look, let's be honest here. The federal government has a war out on opioid abuse. The facts are the facts. The majority of the people that are overdosing, at least from what I have read, the research I've seen, the majority of people who are overdosing, which is this big horror story, hundreds of people dying every day, the people that are overdosing are taking other narcotics and other drugs
or
as
other,
well.
You know,
and they're recreational users for the most part, not chronic pain sufferers. But yet the chronic pain sufferers are going to be the people that suffer. Is this compounding a way of getting beyond those ridiculous rules and regulations coming from the DEA and other federal agencies?
It is not going around it, but you can take certain segment of the population mm-hmm. off
the narcotic
pain, and bring them down to anti-inflammatory, muscle relaxer, and gabapentin.
Now that is something really interesting.
Yeah, there's amazing things that are happening. And sometime maybe we should have a show on pain again, because there's a lot of neat things coming out about pain.
I have no idea. I get calls last week. I got a couple of calls from people, and I get messages all the time. Tell me what to do. My mother is suffering from chronic pain.
You know, Jazz,
I've become the voice of reason.
I had a gentleman come to see me last week. Uh-huh. He wanted to sign up for the practice. And we have a free pre-visit that you can just come and talk to us. You know, we'll spend 5-10 minutes talking to you, because you need to commit for a year to come and see me.
Yeah, right.
You know,
is
it really kind of thing you want to do? And this is sad, but this man was over 80, in his 80s, and he's addicted to two narcotics. Mm-hmm. And he knows he's addicted, and he wants to get off, and there's no doctor that will want to do it, because bottom line, it takes time and a lot of effort.
Well, yeah, and you've got the right scripts at a lower dose.
Nobody wants to be interested in it, all right? And the bottom line, insurances don't want to pay for this kind of stuff. And most of this compounding, the insurances don't want to pay for, many of the insurances. And it becomes difficult, some of this targeted medicine for these patients, it becomes difficult for people because they got to pay cash for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, it's difficult to find a doctor that will actually write the prescriptions. And sometimes when you do, when there's a problem such as what happened with my wife, with Laura, she fell and broke her hip. She had to go to the hospital. And then the pain medication doctor takes a look at where she's been. How come she hasn't come to see her in 3 months? It's because she's been in the hospital with a broken hip trying to heal. And she sees three different doctors who have written prescriptions for her.
In the hospital, by the way.
In the hospital.
So they don't realize.
In the hospital. Because the doctors at the pain clinic cannot come to the hospital and write prescriptions. They're just not going to allow that. The doctor there has to write the prescription. But on the list that comes from the federal government to all these other doctors, there's three other doctors' names, one from San Joaquin, one from USC, and one from Parkview Julian.
And you know what happens, Jess? Tell people.
Here's what happens. The pain management clinic that you're going to says, we can't see you anymore. You're doctor shopping. No, I was in the hospital, and they don't want to hear that.
It is difficult, Jazz.
It's damn difficult. But listen, I'll tell you what else is difficult, and that's taking this break, but I have to because for time. So we'll do that. 399-1560, by the way, if you have a question for the doc. 399-1560, it's KNZR.
Recently, the Fresno Teachers Association voted to go on strike if Fresno Unified School District and the union do not reach a mutual agreement. While Fresno Unified is actively working towards finding common ground, we are offering California certificated substitute teachers $500 per day to step up and teach in the event of a teacher strike. Training and curriculum will be provided. Apply to be a Fresno Unified substitute by visiting FresnoUnified.org.
I'm here with Malin Davis from Divine Power USA. I'm curious, is Divine Power a local company?
Yes, Divine Power was started right here in Bakersfield. And even though we install solar systems from up north in Modesto and all the way down to San Diego, Bakersfield is where our home is. Besides, when it comes to hiring people with amazing work ethic, Bakersfield is pretty hard to beat.
Sounds like you're proud to be from Kern County. Now, what kind of solar systems do you have at Divine Power? Do you just only sell them, or do you only just have leases available, or how about loan options?
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, Divine Power is not the only solar company in town, but one of the several things that sets us apart from the other companies is that we offer all four options when it comes to installing solar on your home. We offer purchase and loans with rates as low as 2.99% interest. We also have the SunPower lease, and we have our new PPA option that allows you to have solar on your home with no credit check required. You just have to own your own home. And just like our loan and lease options, there's no money down. Give us a call today at 557-0027. That's 557-0027.
Meet Paul Sheldon's client, Steve Wood, of Steve Wood's Entertainment.
Paul Sheldon Insurance. If you were born in the 50s and now you're in your 60s and you need Medicare, supplemental insurance, then hop into your ride, put your troubles aside, and cruise on down to Paul Sheldon Insurance. Paul and his staff will help you find the right plan to meet your needs. If you were born in the 50s, now you're in your 60s. See Paul and his staff, Paul Sheldon Insurance. If you've turned 65 and need Medicare supplemental insurance, call Paul Sheldon Insurance at 661-398-2298.
Call Paul Sheldon at 398-2298. Again, 398-2298, or just Google Paul Sheldon Health Insurance. Civic Dance Center proudly presents the 40th Annual Nutcracker Ballet at the Rabobank Theater, December 8th through the 10th. Don't miss the opportunity to see Bakersfield's best local dancers bring Tchaikovsky's beloved Christmas classic to life. Tickets are $36 for adults, $18 for students, and $10 for children under 6. Go to the Rabobank Arena box office or rabobankarena.com. Bring the whole family to see the delightful Nutcracker Ballet presented by Civic Dance Center and be a part of this annual holiday tradition of over 40 years. For more information, call 852-7300.
KNZR, Jazz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
And we're back, Jazz McKay program. Buddy, it's KNZR Mondays with Dr. Mensink and Sanjay Patel, who is you with, what is the name of the pharmacy again?
Hina's Pharmacy.
Hina's Pharmacy, and that is at Mercy Hospital?
No.
We have three locations. One at Mercy Hospital, one at Stockdale Highway, and one on White Lane and Ash.
Okay. Yeah. Now, tell me, what is the advantage of compounding, the bioidentical hormones in a cream as opposed to making it a pill?
When you take any kind of medication orally, it has to go through your GI tract. Right. And when it goes to GI tract, it has to... Your stomach has a pH of 3, and it has to dissolve, and then it get to bloodstream. So that process alone will destroy some of the drug. So when you apply directly topically, you are avoiding a so-called first-pass effect, and you get a higher concentration of the drug, even though at the lower concentration you're applying.
Okay, through the pores of the skin and into the bloodstream.
It goes directly into the bloodstream.
Gotcha. Okay, now, would that be true of any medication, or is it something that really is bioidentical hormones
be true of most of the medication.
Really?
As long as you have enough type of base which can penetrate those drug molecules through the skin. Mm-hmm. And type of bases we use, we can fairly safely pass it through the skin versus the oral route.
Yeah. That's fascinating.
Yeah, these are called carriers or bases.
Right,
and everything.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a lotion or the thing that it's mixed in. But depending on if you've got a carrier that will carry it and you've got the skin that will absorb it, it is much better because you avoid what's called first pass effect, which he's talking about. Number two, you avoid going through the liver, which changes many of these molecules, all right, and changes that. Number three, you're getting higher dose at the site that you need. All right?
Exactly. Let's go to the phones, and we have Bob standing by. Hey, Bob, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. I got a question for the doc.
Go right ahead.
It's off topic of what you're on today, but...
That's all right.
As far as the swollen prostate, what are the symptoms of that? I mean, because I'm up like pretty much every 2 hours in the middle of the night. Mm.
Okay. Several things, Bob. How old are you?
47.
All right, there's several issues. Number one is that with prostate, the bigger the prostate gets, all right, think of it this way. It's like an orange with the center of the orange is the urethra, the tube that you pass your urine through. And the bigger that gets and tighter it grows, it squeezes that tube going through the orange, and you have less flow. Now, what happens is the classic example is a guy starts to dribble when he pees, or the stream is very low or small, all right? Well, something happens. Two things happen. It takes more pressure from the bladder to squeeze out the urine, you know what I mean? Versus a big urethra and just pours out when you're 20.
Yeah,
kind of
no, thing. I know what you're
doing. All right? Now, several things happen. Number one is that there's the issue of the bladder getting bigger and issues with that have to be dealt with. Number two is that why is this happening? The most common is what's called benign prostatic hypertrophy, BPH. It's almost everybody gets it kind of thing if you live long enough. All right. Or is it due to a cancer that's growing in there, all right, and you have prostate cancer? So the two things have to be done by your doctor. Number one, he will most of the time do what's called a PSA, prostatic-specific right. antigen blood test. It's a blood test that's very accurate, telling you how much inflammation there is in the prostate, mm-hmm. and is that prostate inflammation maybe due to prostate cancer. I mean, if you have a regular PSA is between 0.5 and 4. If you have it 4.5, it's probably not prostate cancer. It could be just that you got an inflamed prostate from a dozen of other things, all right? But sure. it could be that you have early prostate cancer, and the doctor will essentially, most of the time, those are watched and followed with possible biopsy by a urologist, all right? The second issue is it could be that your prostate is big because not the prostate is getting big because of prostate hypertrophy, but maybe you've got a cancer growing in there, all right? And I look at it this way, especially if you're younger. When there's two types of prostate cancer. It's a bit more it's more technical than this, but think of it simply. There's young men who get prostate cancer. It's a totally different animal, behaves different than if you're an 80-year-old man who gets prostate cancer.
Right.
We have a saying in medicine that if you get, as an old man, you get prostate cancer, something else will kill you. That's not totally true, but by and large, it's a fairly innocuous diagnosis. And in fact, if you go up to Canada where they have government health care, they have a policy that if you are over 70 and you have prostate cancer, they will not tell you that you have prostate cancer because literally what happens is they don't want to spend the money for it. Number two is that something else is going to kill you, so why worry about it? That's their thinking, all right? But what happens is if you get prostate cancer and you're younger in your 40s, that's a totally different illness. So you need to see a doctor to do that blood test. Number two, the doctor's going to put a finger up your backside kind of thing. Not fun. Guys hate it, all right?
Yeah, well,
but very important, all right? Very important. And if your doctor doesn't do it, you need to get a different doctor kind of thing. And I say that carefully, but I mean, it's not fun from the doctor's point of view either, but it has to be done, all right? Because you have to feel the size of the prostate. All right? And are there any nodules, lumps, or bumps? Or do you have anything else going on in the rectum itself? That maybe you've got a big polyp and a cancer. I've had guys coming in with they thought they had prostate problems, and they've had rectal cancer.
And
rectal cancer is pushing against the prostate, and that's what's giving their symptoms. All right, so those are end stage rectal cancer patients. But that said, a doctor has to look at you, Bob, and see why and what and why is happening. All right,
right, yeah.
That's not something you can do on your own, by the way. All right.
What's that?
This isn't something, Bob, you can do on your own.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess that's something I need to deal with.
You sure do, buddy.
I can't afford the insurance right now.
Well, that's why you come to the practice, literally.
I got my wife. She belongs to the practice, but I just can't afford another payment that much right now.
Yeah. Well, it's a... we have a saying, Bob. In fact, I wrote it down. Here's a saying. The practice is for people who can't afford to be sick and can't afford medical insurance. Call me. I visit one visit to the urgent care, and you could have paid for a whole year for the practice for most people.
For most people, that's true. That's sure. true. Bob, good luck. Best of luck to you. We're praying for you, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, you take care. All of our listeners are like family to us, and that just... I know what he's saying. I understand exactly what he's talking about.
The neat thing, Jazz, it, depending on what happens with the budget reconciliation, but the budget is passed now, and it looks like the individual mandate is going to be gone.
It's going to be gone.
And if that happens, the practices are going to grow like wildfire. And number two, the neat thing is that if you once the individual mandate goes away, it all puts the opportunity. Just call our office, and we'll give you the number for the insurance company that's working with us. Specific programs for insurance for patients with no insurance, with the practice, so you don't double dip kind of thing, that are saving people literally
absolutely
big bucks.
Tons of money. We'll take a break and come right back, folks. More with Dr. Mensink right after this on KNZR.
Good afternoon. Police say the gunman who fired through a glass door at the Bakersfield Heart Hospital emergency room Friday is related to a hospital employee but had no contact with his relative prior to the incident. The person doesn't appear to have been a target. Investigators haven't identified a motive. They say 44-year-old Brandon Clark may have been under the influence of drugs. He remains in the hospital today. One person was killed and another injured in a head-on collision on Highway 223 just west of the National Cemetery around 7:30 this morning, according to the California Highway Patrol. The Bakersfield Police Department made two arrests during a DUI and driver's license checkpoint over the weekend in the 4600 block of Panama Lane. And thank you, KNZR listeners, for helping make Friday's Toys for Tots Radiothon a roaring success. Checking the Chevron Weather Center for Monday, December 4th. Sunny today with a high about 59. A freeze warning overnight with a low dropping down to 35. Sunny and a little bit warmer tomorrow with a high near 63. I'm Bill Curtis on KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company has nearly 1,000 nearly new vehicles to choose from. Toyota to Lexus, BMW, Ford, Honda, and Mercedes. Priced mostly from $10,000 to $20,000. And we finance working people with incomes as low as $450 a week. Many with repos, delinquent credit cards, family issues, new in town, or have trouble proving income.
I clean houses so I get paid in cash, and I still got approved.
Let nearly 100 lenders compete to approve you. Then choose from almost 1,000 vehicles only at PaulBlanco.com.
Hi, my name is Mary. I had a remodel of my kitchen done by Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. We loved the job that they did. We started with another company and Dreammaker had to come in and take over and finish our kitchen remodel. They did a wonderful job. We, you know, with our experience before, we were a little apprehensive about a new company coming in, and they were wonderful. They made us feel at ease. They answered all of our questions and it made us feel confident that we could get this finished. The one thing I loved about Patty and Everett was that they were so easy to talk to and very down to earth, and we could explain what we wanted and we didn't feel pressured, but we felt like they heard us and they listened to what we needed.
From cosmetic upgrades to complete transformations, call Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen today for a free consultation. Enhancing lives, improving homes. That's the Dreammaker difference. Call 837-1117. That's 837-1117.
Hi, I'm John Busby with Team Busby. Many people have asked me, why should I use Team Busby? Here's just a few of the reasons why you would use Team Busby. If I was a seller, I would want someone that's going to work hard for me to get the top sale price. It's my equity. I care about the end result. We have a great team. They're established. They know what they're doing. That's how we end up the top result, whether you're a buyer or a seller. We truly care about our clients. That's why they keep sending their friends and family to us time and time again. We end up with a higher sale price for our sellers. The negotiating skills that we learn for buyers, we're able to get buyers a property that they truly want. I love the expression on the buyer's face when they walk into their home and they know that that's their home now. The entire team from Team Busby, Angelica, Martin, Tori, Marlene, Barbara, Annette, Jerry, and Kim, wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. When buying or selling your home, call Team Busby, 410-7355.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on.
Parking meter. That came out of nowhere.
Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out!
Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming.
Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
What? Open manhole. That snuck up on me.
LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
KNZR. Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
And this is the Jazz McKay Program. Hey, how y'all doing out there? It's 1560 AM, 97.7 FM, KNZR. Jim is next. Hey, Jim, how are you this afternoon, partner?
Doing pretty good there, Jazz. Just like to say to your two guests, Dr. Mensing and Dr. Patel, thank you very, very much for the work that you're doing.
Well,
thanks
thank
for
you,
giving
sir.
Us the straight Listen. Dope on what's actually happening out there with prescription medicine and with the medical industry in general. Mm-hmm. Also, personal testimony for what it is worth. Bioidentical hormones are like one of the best things going, not only for the health of the women, but it just overall, when you get past the age of 50, you guys have no idea how good the sex can actually be.
Well, you know,
so whatever that is. I did have a question for Dr. Patel as a compounding pharmacist. My understanding was at the first of the year there was some pharmaceutical board or something outlawed the manufacture of vitamin C or this, I don't know if synthesis is the right word or not, of vitamin C, of intravenous vitamin C. Is that true?
You know, the board has not outlawed a vitamin C intravenously as far as I know. What a lot of pharmacies have done, there have been newer regulation regarding sterile compounding. So many of the pharmacies who were doing compounding, sterile compounding previously decided not to do it. So basically, that's why you have probably having a hard time. But there are some pharmacies, if you go under IACP.com, they can refer you to sterile compounding pharmacy to get it.
Yeah, Jim, I think there's another thing. These have to be done in what's called negative laminar flow rooms, negative pressure rooms. Many compounding pharmacies don't have it. Now, your pharmacy does, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, what happens, Jim, is that many, like the IV vitamin C, and there's other drugs, this has happened too. But if you don't have, it's not that they've outlawed as much as there's tighter regulations of how it has to be done. And so there's less and less pharmacies that just can make any money to put in that kind of, you know, expensive laminar flow negative pressure rooms. And so what happens is there's fewer and fewer people do it. The cost will go up too, by the way, for that often. But I think that's more of the issue, wouldn't you say, Sanjay, that's what's happening?
Absolutely. Yeah. About 3 years ago, we used to compound sterile preparation, and we were required to stand for testing once every 10th or 15th product. Then it became up to a point where we had to test each and every product we make.
And when
we send out for testing, it would be $200 to $200+ for testing.
Wow.
And it would be just unaffordable for all our customers. And these products are not covered by insurance. So basically, we decided at that point, let's not do sterile compounding.
Yeah, it's a unique, I was going to say unique is not the right word, but it's sort of a niche offering or an area. But where if you have a pharmacy that's doing a lot of that, then you can make it afford to do
yeah,
it.
Right.
But it becomes difficult.
Yeah, I just hope that folks do get the word out there about these bioidentical hormones because, like I'm saying, that not only do they improve the quality of life overall for women and the men associated with them, but also too, it's so much healthier for the woman.
Well, you know, there are literally we have studies today, Jim, where we're not there yet. Okay, I don't want to, you know, but it looks like the way the things are going is that it may be lower risk if bioidentical hormones for women are done correctly. It may be lower risk using them than not using them. We're not quite there at this point yet, but that's where the research is sort of looking. And it's amazing, literally. I tell women you don't live any better, longer, but you will live so much better.
Better,
all right?
Yeah.
So much better.
And I agree. One more quick question, Dr. Sanjay. First off, can we take advantage of that price if, for example, we're not members of the practice as far as the bioidentical hormones are concerned?
Those are Dr. Mansingh's prices, and if I'm obligated to just follow Dr. Mansingh's prices.
Very good. Okay, real good. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much again. I appreciate the work you're doing. God bless.
Thank you. Take care, Jim. Good to talk to you. Marie is next. Let's go over here. Hey, Marie, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's up, honey?
I was just driving along and my eye is twitching. And my mom used to work with Dr. Mensing sometimes at San Joaquin Hospital. Hmm. I had a car accident 8 years ago and I have palsy or Bell's palsy.
Bell's palsy of your eye?
And the right side of my face droops. I'm wondering if that twitching is muscles coming back?
several thing with Bell's palsy. Think of it like there's a nerve or a ganglion, a clump of nerve cells up and behind your nose, and that where there's a ganglion that controls that nerve that sort of goes, I was going to say goes dead, it's not dead, but I mean it sort of puts it into paralysis, let's say. It's a simple way of saying it. And that nerve doesn't work for a while, and you get a Bell's palsy from whatever reason. There's several different reasons why we think that may be happening. Not proven, by the way. It's a lot of the research going into this right as we speak. But several things with the Bell's palsy. Number one is that if you have it a long time, all right, more than 3 months, you have to look to make sure the diagnosis is correct, all right, because most of these resolve by that time. Number two, and that means there's a good neurologic exam. You probably need to have a very good quality MR and a few other testing done. Number two is, Marie, what you have to look at is many of these patients, all right, as the nerve starts coming back, their eyes will kind of feel irritated and often maybe a little bit twitching. But there's a bigger issue that's more common than that, and that's that the eye is really dry, too dry from the Bell's palsy. And that dryness is what's causing that irritation and dryness, okay, and twitching. And that's two separate diagnoses, and your doctor has to look at you and see what is the issue, all right? Because many of these patients, it's just a case of giving them eye drops, all right? And all of a sudden that dryness and that dryness, which can make their eyes feel like they're twitching, will go away, and that's all it is. Kind of thing.
But it's not, I mean, it's from the, I had a brain injury, the accident 8 years ago. You're saying it's not from that?
Oh, well, if you've had, really, that's a different story. Then that's not a Bell's palsy, all right? The key is whether it's a peripheral or a central nerve issue, all right? And if you had a brain injury and that Bell's palsy occurred from that, it may be a peripheral, but it's much more likely a central issue. And you have to have a good neurologic exam to look at that and assess what's happening. And there's a very simple, well, maybe we won't go there. I was going to say some things to look at. But have a good neurologist or a good primary care doctor do a very good neuro exam and look at you. Because if it's been going on for 8 years and it was after an accident, this is probably a traumatic accident. Not a Bell's palsy, but a traumatic injury to that nerve, all right? Now, the bottom line, Marie, is that it is extremely rare, all right, after 8 years for it to come back, all right? And the fact of the matter is, for all nerve injuries, within the first 9 months after the trauma, 95% come back. Between 9 months and 2 years, another 5% come back. After 2 years, minimal comes back. Not impossible, but rare, all right? So I would, if this has been going on for 8 years, it was secondary trauma, I would have your a good doctor do a very good neuro exam and assess it again, all right?
Okay,
because I would doubt
you.
It's due
I
to a, due to,
come
due
come
to a really a Bell's, all right?
You never know. Good luck, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so the brain injury after that many years.
Yeah, this is probably not a Bell's palsy. It's probably if it looks like a Bell's, it's probably a peripheral nerve or ganglion injury. All right, and it's a totally different,
ball of wax. Yeah. We'll be right back and wrap things up. Dave, hey, you're next, buddy, on KNZR.
As a homeowner, there's a few things that I can fix or work on myself, but the one thing that I'll leave entirely up to the professionals is the electrical stuff. So when I needed some work done in one of my bathrooms, I did what I always do. I asked my Facebook friends for a good electrician. Several of them suggested Electrical Power Services Incorporated, or EPSI. When I checked out their website, I thought to myself, man, there's just no way. These guys are an industrial electrical company. I can't call them for a bad outlet. But I did. And sure enough, not only do I now have a great electrician for myself, but one I can recommend to my friends too. These guys do it all, from residential to commercial, overhead lines, oil field work, instrumentation and controls. They even do those dadgum windmills. You can count on Electrical Power Services Incorporated to do quality work at a great price. So call them today, 396-0907. That's 396-0907. Or Google EPSI Bakersfield. That's EPSI Bakersfield. And tell them Jazz sent you.
Here's an important message about your year-end dental benefits from Dr. Jonathan Garger and General Family Dentistry. Many people are not aware that dental insurance benefit maximums, for the most part, have not changed since the 1960s, despite the effects of inflation on everything else. Since that time, the price of gasoline and bread have gone up tenfold, but the insurance maximum has not changed. What used to cover 10 crowns may now only cover one. If you have the need for dental work, it is especially important to maximize the use of your insurance by taking advantage of this year's insurance before the end of the year. Otherwise, the insurance company keeps it. Use it or lose it. Call our insurance experts at Gentle Family Dentistry at 664-9900. Don't miss out. We will be happy to help you maximize your benefits to help you bring your mouth to a healthy condition.
High-tech dentistry with old-time care. See Dr. G at Gentle Family Dentistry, 664-9900.
How much have you been overpaying for your auto or homeowner's insurance? If you're not insured with Charpentier Insurance Services, my guess is you're overpaying a lot. I know it seems like a pain to track down the paperwork from your current policy and to go through the process of getting a new quote from Charpentier Insurance Services, but think about it. If you knew you had hundreds of dollars stored away in a box somewhere in your house, you'd spend the time to find it, wouldn't you? Quit saying goodbye to your money. Call Charpentier Insurance today at 322-1888 and let their friendly staff show you that they can lower your insurance costs without letting your coverage suffer. In fact, they can get you equal or better coverage for less because Charpentier Insurance Services has spent years representing only top quality insurance companies. Then take all of that money you'll be saving with your new policy from Charpentier Insurance and treat yourself to something more fun. Go shopping. Have a night out on the town. You deserve it. Call Charpentier Insurance Services for a quote today at 322-1888.
322-1888. I'm Charpentier Insurance Services.
KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader. The Jazz McKay Show on KNZR. Like bacon for your ears.
It's Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale going on now through the 25th, through Christmas. Smack dab in the middle of the Christmas season. Stop and think about it. You could get a free box spring from Mattress Firm when you pick out your perfect mattress. Every good night's sleep needs a great foundation, and this one is absolutely free. And if you're on a budget, maybe you're looking for a mattress for the guest room, how about mattresses starting out at just $199 at Mattress Firm's Winter Slumber Sale? And if you've got a big, huge stocking, that would make a great stocking stuffer. Just take that mattress and shove it right in there. Yeah! And they tie a bow around 2017 at Mattress Firm with their year-end clearance sale. It's going on right now, too, to help you in the new year save up to 70% on your favorite name brand samples, including Beautyrest, Serta, and Hampton and Rhodes. Now, if you're already set on a mattress, don't forget you can also top it off with sheets or pillows or practically any accessory you can possibly dream of. Or take your sleep to a whole new level with that adjustable base that we've been telling you about. Now, this Friday through Sunday, Mattress Firm is helping you complete your sleep in style. Get a free pillow and mattress protection with any mattress purchase. Plus, let's face it, everybody deserves a good sleep for the holiday. MattressFirm.com is the website where you'll find the store nearest you. Mattress Firm, save money, sleep happy. Dave, you're next on the Jazz McKay Show. Brother, how are you, man?
Hey, doing great, man. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What you got for us?
Well, I just had a question about what is the source of the bioidentical hormone?
Oh, interesting.
Go ahead. Sure. The source of could be either soy or yam root. Those will be the two primary sources of bioidentical hormones.
Yeah, it's important, Dave, to understand bioidentical hormones. A lot of people think they're natural, okay? Most of them are come from yam roots, I think, the largest, or from soy products, okay? In fact, one of the problems we have with so much soy being used, all right, soy is in everything, all right? A lot of it, most of it's GMO soy, about 90% is GMO soy, but that's been implicated with men's testosterone levels dropping so much, all right? Because they are close to the hormones. But what happens, so you understand what happens. Let's say it comes from soy, all right, or from yams, all right? The raw compound is, that's the basic, structure, is changed chemically so that it is exactly the same as your true biological hormone, all right? So
okay.
It's not natural, all right? These are, you know, the raw ingredient is yams, right, let's say, all right? But it's not natural, all right? It is processed in a lab. It is chemically changed to make it exactly the same as your own hormones.
But it's not the same as the synthetic hormones, which have been known to cause cancer.
Yeah, well, the synthetic hormone, why people have used synthetic hormones. We were talking about, one that was a couple of years ago, talking about it was so popular. The reason why we have, synthetic testosterone, for instance, is a classic example, is because what's happened is the drug companies cannot patent your own body hormone, testosterone. They can't patent it, all right? So they would take that testosterone molecule and adjust it a little bit, all right, and make it different, all right? And then that was a synthetic hormone, testosterone, that they could patent.
But not everybody can use the same hormones that everybody else is using,
well,
right?
They have to be adjusted, all right?
Okay.
But the other thing is that for women, for many years, and still today, it's so... But you have to understand that the most common hormone that has ever been used has been Premarin. And Premarin comes from horse urine, pregnant horse and mare's horse urine, all right?
Oh,
and it's only, it's something like 31 estrogen or something. Else. And it's not natural at all. And it's actually very bad for you. Any comments about that, Sanjay?
No, what you said is just exactly identical. It's basically comes out to be a corporate greed. If you cannot patent it, then you will not spend any money making it. And that is the only reason the Premarin has gone out of favor now. Hardly anyone ever uses Premarin. And all the negative press about cancer was studied on something called Pramphase, which is Premarin and progestin, which are synthetic hormones.
Both synthetic progestin. So it was not even bioidentical.
They were done as a combination study in one pill.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call, Dave. You take care. Now, in order to take advantage of this special price that you have, Sanjay, people need to go see Dr. Mensik, right?
Yeah, that's correct. One of the things that's happened, Jazz, is that we're getting bigger, and we have a, I don't want to say too much, but we have a very large volume. All right, so this is a kind of like a volume discount that we've gotten because we have such a large amount of patients. All right, and other pharmacies that have hundreds.
They just can't do it.
Well, if you have many, many patients, we have a large biomedical hormone practice. One of the largest in town. But if you have it, you can do it.
All right, go to drmensink.com for more information. That's drmensink.com. Doc, thanks for coming in. Sanjay, great meeting you. We'll be right back. Another hour of the show coming up.
Mary. 1560 KNZR. Bakersfield. 97.7 KNZR. FM. Chapter. It's 2 o'clock.